Sure. All right. Well, back to our agenda. As I mentioned earlier this morning, this is our annual meeting where we elect chair, exec committee, and officers of the board and approve some other organizational matters. And we'll have some presenters along the way, not the least of which is a financial status update as well as a tuition and financial aid presentation. But first, President Killeen, we'll introduce officers and guests that are here.
Thank you very much. I'd like to do our standard introduction and maybe make a couple of opening comments as well. This time I'd like to introduce our treasurer, Lester H. McKeever, Jr., Washington, Pittman, and McKeever. I'd also like to introduce our three chancellors, Dr. Robert Jones from Urbana, Dr. Michael Amaritas from Chicago, and Dr. Susan Cook from Springfield. And the other university officers and staff members who are in the audience, Executive Vice President and Vice President for Academic Affairs, Barbara Wilson, Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, and Comptroller, Walter Knorr, Interim Vice President for Research, Ed Seidel, University Counsel, Tom Barrows, Executive Director for University Relations, Thomas Hardy, Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University, D.D. Williams. Then representing the University Senate's Conference and the Urbana-Champaign Senate, Gay Miller, Professor of Pathology, College of Veterinary Medicine, and Chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee. Representing the Chicago Senate, we have Donald Wink, Professor of Chemistry, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Representing the Springfield Senate, we have Betsy Goulet, Clinical Assistant Professor, Department of Public Administration, and Vice Chair of the Springfield Senate. Representing the academic professional staff, Colleen Pearson, Assistant Head of Administration, Department of Medicinal Chemistry and Pharmacognosy in the College of Pharmacy at Chicago. Also in attendance are Kathy Novak, Associate Professor, Department of Communications, and Chair of the University Senate's Conference. So thank you. Those are our introductions. I'd like to make a few very brief opening comments because it is a new year, 2017, and it's a very special one for the University of Illinois system. We're living in a time of change, as you all know. This year will provide us a unique opportunity to look both ahead and to reflect on our past through a sesquicentennial celebration that kicks off next month, to showcase a rich legacy of achievement since our land-grant founding, and through the launch of a dynamic new philanthropic campaign that will occur later in the year. In the 150 years that we've existed, the U of I has emerged as a global leader in innovation and education, a reputation steeped in a bedrock commitment to students, to discovery, and to the public good. Certainly, we're proud of all that we have accomplished, but resting on our laurels has never been the U of I way. Laurels wilt as they're rested on. So we've already begun writing our next chapter, and the opening pages are scripted in today's agenda. This is an important meeting. You will vote on a proposal rooted in our unwavering commitment to access and affordability, a recommendation to freeze in-state tuition for the third straight year, the longest freeze in two generations, four decades. We will also discuss our plans for strategic enrollment growth at the university. We will also renew and always renew our commitment to diversity and economic opportunity, in this instance through a resolution that will seek to ensure our vendor network matches the rich diversity of our state. More initiatives are in the works to build on this excellence. That includes our U of I Investment Performance and Accountability Commitment, or IPAC, a groundbreaking legislative proposal that would redefine our partnership with the state, providing predictable funding for university operations in exchange for tangible performance goals that support Illinois students and serves the needs of the state. So we're moving ahead with purpose and confidence despite uncertainties that the new year will bring. State funding, as you know, to support the U of I system remains unsettled, and a new administration will take the reins of our federal government tomorrow. But our history shows that the U of I system has not only endured, but has thrived through epic cultural, political, and economic change over the last century and a half. And we'll do it again, guided by the new strategic framework that was approved by the board last year, and that we're using and reusing and reusing until everybody can cite every phrase in it. And that was approved last year, and it charts our path to an even brighter future. So I look forward, and my staff looks forward to working with the trustees and your new colleagues on the board once they are appointed, and with our faculty, staff, students, alumni, and friends around the world in 2017. Together, we will overcome any challenge, build upon our strengths, grasp our opportunities, recommit to our principles, and continue this great university's rise as key engine of progress for the state, nation, and world. Thank you for the opportunity
Very
to comment.
Good. Thank you, President Killeen. Thanks you for your leadership. Thank you for the comments about where we're going in the coming year. Thank you very much.